USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Friday, the special counsel overseeing the prosecution of former President Trump for alleged election crimes faced a setback. The Supreme Court, at least for the time being, has decided not to consider a case regarding whether Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes during his presidency. The High Court rejected a request from federal prosecutor Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings related to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning travelers that bad weather could affect holiday travel.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
Buttigieg also stressed that 2023 has seen the lowest commercial flight cancellation rate in the last 5 years and that they plan on holding airlines accountable for cancellations and delays. An important economic gauge reveals that inflation is on the rise, albeit at a rate lower than what experts had anticipated. In November, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index increased by 0.1%, marking a 3.2% rise from the same period a year ago. President Biden is granting clemency to almost a dozen nonviolent drug offenders. He mentioned that these 11 individuals are currently serving sentences that are disproportionately lengthy, and if charged today, they would be eligible for lower sentences. Additionally, the president will issue pardons for additional offenses of simple possession and use of marijuana under federal and D.C. law. On Super Saturday, more than 140 million individuals are expected to engage in last-minute Christmas shopping.
This is part of their gift from mommy to them. We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
No, I did not stay on budget. No.
But it's okay. Once a year, who cares? I'll be in debt for a little bit. Who cares?
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Christmas holiday weekend has arrived, but with the added specter of war in the Holy Land. Ryan Daniels has more.
Israeli forces were beginning to slowly push into central Gaza Friday with heavy artillery bombardment and airstrikes reported. Since the October 7th murder of more than 1,300 Jews at the hands of Hamas terrorists in Israel, the death toll for Palestinians has topped 50,000 amidst the IDF's retaliatory invasion.
The U.S. and Russia have found common ground on a particular issue. Both nations opted to abstain from voting on a U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at increasing humanitarian aid to Gaza. The resolution, which didn't call for a ceasefire in the ongoing conflict, received approval with a 13-0 vote, accompanied by the two abstentions. American auto dealerships operating under the Ford Motor Company don't all appear to be buying into electric vehicles. The auto giant says half of its dealers in the United States still have not committed to making investments in electric vehicles. Ford says there are nearly 1,600 of its dealerships, which say they will stick with selling only internal combustion and hybrid engine vehicles in 2024. Residents in the Midwest and the Northeast may find their dreams of a white Christmas dashed this year. According to forecasters, the remaining patches of snow on the ground in those regions are expected to disappear by Christmas Day on Monday. In contrast, the interior West and the High Plains are in for a different experience with storms upcoming. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.